brought some tuna fish.
Astrid Crocker is buttering banana bread and slapping together sandwiches while Peggy Hovig stirs what she's calling youth group soup, a chicken stew made by the First Lutheran Church confirmation class. The two are preparing to serve some 50 people who will eat in the Salvation Army soup kitchen on this Monday. Both are part of a larger network of volunteers representing churches, restaurants, governments, and organizations who serve lunch each weekday at the soup kitchen. Hovig estimates she and Crocker have been cooking and serving food to the community's homeless, unemployed, and low-income residents for about 9 years now.
I feel like it has to be done, and I'm just one of the many people that are seeing a need and responding to it. There are many people involved with the soup kitchen, and I'm just one of them, but it's, of course, it's very rewarding. It's very sad as well, and to see that our town has this much need.
This fall, Hovig noticed a spike in the number of residents she was feeding, to the point where she and other volunteers have doubled the amount of food they prepare.
It was a shock to see. It was fairly manageable last year with 20 to 25 people. But now this is, you know, well, double the people, double the food, double the volunteers that we need.
And it's not just the amount of people who are utilizing the service that's changed. Crocker says the demographics are also shifting.
It used to be like all men and maybe one woman once in a while, but now I get women in here too and kids. So that's one change I'm seeing.
As Crocker and Hovig continue to prepare lunch, men, women, and a handful of children begin to funnel into the Salvation Army's dining room as they wait for the clock to strike 12:30. At that point, as is the case each weekday, the kitchen will serve lunch for a half hour. Sitting at one of the rows of folding tables in the dining room are Ginger and Kenny Harmon. She says the two have had to rely on the soup kitchen as they've struggled to keep up with their household bills.
Mainly to feed our kids and the one on the way, just because we're hungry. Or we don't have enough money for food because it's all going to bills, mainly KPU.
The couple moved to Ketchikan last year from Washington State. Like many other recent transplants from the lower 48, Harmon says she was shocked by the cost of food.
And the fact that we get less food stamps here was even more of a shock.
While the Salvation Army can't say for sure what is driving the jump in those using the food pantry and soup kitchen, Major James Halverson says the increase was both sudden and dramatic.
First part of this year in 2009 was kind of flat, you know, in other words, just 35 or so. And then all of a sudden it started jumping up to 60 people, you know, a day. And even sometimes at the first part of the month, you know, folks get their checks, so they have a tendency to spend them, and they come in afterwards. Even with those times there, they were still up when, you know, at the first of the month. So we thought that was like, whoa, that's quite unusual to be happening.
Halverson says his organization's food pantry went from handing out 273 food boxes last year to 360 already this year. Ketchikan appears to be mirroring a troubling national trend. The U.S. Department of Agriculture this month released a report showing approximately 15% of Americans last year lived in households where there was not a consistent and adequate supply of food. That's up from 11% of the population the year prior. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.